The eyes of the world are on Ukraine, where a new political leadership is forming in the aftermath of the bloody revolution that ousted former President Viktor Yanukovych from power. Czech MEP Libor Rouček is part of a European Parliament delegation currently negotiating with the key political players in Kiev. Daniela Lazarová spoke to Mr. Rouček over the phone on Monday and first inquired about the situation in the city.
The situation in Kiev in Ukraine is calm. Yes, there are still protesters at the Maidan, and they will be there, they will stay there. But the situation in town is calm. Today is Monday, normal working days of the people. They just go to work. They use either their private cars, public transport, walks. So the situation is calm. As far as the politics is concerned, where the times are really hectic, because within a couple of days, the new Ukrainian power, they have to set up a government. What is at stake is, of course, the unity of the country, but also what is at stake is to prevent the financial collapse. The situation is not good. We just heard from Mr. Yatsenyuk, who will be probably the prime minister, that before the end of February, the country needs $4 billion, otherwise it will get bankrupt.
And what can, you are there as an MEP, what can the European Union offer Ukraine now to help the country?
Today, Madame Ashton is visiting Kiev. She will come with some offer, with a financial offer. But, what is needed is to have a stable government which will be introducing reforms, because without the reforms, which will be painful, of course, I think the Ukrainian government has to raise taxes, cut subsidies, so it will be painful for the people, but this is necessary, otherwise the country will get bankrupt.
Do you think that the European Union can offer enough for the country not to turn to Russia for help as an alternative?
I think what is needed is a concerted action by both the European Union, International Monetary Fund, but also Russians have to participate, in other words, at least to, for instance, to keep prices on the level that they agreed with the former president Yanukovych. Because the moment, the gas prices, for instance, would go up, the situation would be even worse. Or the moment, the Gazprom would be pressing for repaying $2 billion debts, Ukraine doesn't have the money. So again, the problem would be more difficult, will be deeper.
Who are you actually negotiating with there right now?
We just met the new head of state, the speaker of Verkhovna Rada, Mr. Turchinov. This morning also we met Mr. Yatsenyuk. Last night we had dinner with Mr. Klitschko. So we talked to, to major players. Also with Mr. Poroshenko, who is also, one of very important person in the country, as far as the new power is concerned.
Is it clear who is in charge, and are they cooperating?
Yes, they are cooperating. In charge is Mr. Turchinov, who is not only Speaker of the House, but yesterday the Verkhovna Rada, the Ukrainian Parliament, gave him the powers of the head of the state. As I said, the new government will be formed, let's hope within the day or two. So that's where we are. It's a revolutionary situation. Everything is moving fast. But as we discuss it, the situation is pressing and they have to move fast.
I understand that you are also going to meet with opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko. Did that take place?
We were supposed to meet with Yulia Tymoshenko, but her health situation is not the best one to say. She's also visiting her mother in Dnipropetrovsk. And I also think after she came to Kiev, gave a speech at Maidan, now she is, I think, reconsidering what to do. She has to make herself more familiar with the current situation, because she spent 2.5 years in jail and the situation changed during that time.
The former president, Mr. Yanukovych, appears to have disappeared somewhere in the eastern part of the country. Do we know where he is?
The former president disappeared today, just an hour ago. The new Minister of Interior issued an international warrant. According to some information, he is in Crimea in a place called Balaklava.
Czech MEP Libor Rouček on the line from Kiev, and he was talking to Daniela Lazarová.